Dear students, greetings to you all. Happy to reach you through this distance learning program on initiative by our Atomic Energy Education Society during this lockdown period. Some of you may not have purchased the textbooks. Don't worry, students, we understand the difficulty in purchasing the textbooks during this curfew period. So, the story will be elaborately explained, covering all the important points. Here, we are going to learn the first lesson from your supplementary reader, A Triumph of Surgery. Hope you all know the word triumph means great victory or success. And the word's adjective form is triumphant. The word surgery means a medical treatment or operation. But some of you may not know, the word surgery, especially in British English, also means a place where a doctor treats or advises patients, a clinic or a nursing home. The narrator of the story, James Herriot, 1916 to 1995, was a British veterinary surgeon and writer. A veterinary surgeon can shortly be called as vet. James Herriot is the pen name and his actual name is James Alfred White. He worked as a veterinary doctor for almost 50 years. He used this vast experience to write a series of 8 books set in 1930 to 1950s England about animals and their owners. He is best known for their semi-autobiographical works, which began with If Only They Could Talk, published in 1970. The success of his writing can be understood from the fact that there have been multiple TV and film adaptations of his books, including the 1975 film All Creatures, Great and Small, and the BBC TV series of the same name, which ran for a total of 90 episodes. Our lesson, A Triumph of Surgery, is also a semi-autobiographical story. The story starts here. Mrs. Pumphrey was a wealthy lady who loved her pet dog Tricky very much. Tricky's only fault was greed. He had never known to refuse food. He would take a meal at any hour of the day or night. One day, when Mrs. Pumphrey was out with Tricky for a walk, the family vet, Mr. Herriot, saw them and stopped to talk. The vet was completely shocked to see Tricky because he had grown fatty and looked like a bloated sausage with a leg at each corner. Mrs. Pumphrey, understanding his inquiring look and shock at the pet's appearance, hastened to explain. He was so listless, Mr. Herriot. He seemed to have no energy. I thought he must be suffering from malnutrition. So, I have been giving him some little extras between meals to build him up. Some malt and cod liver oil and a bowl of Horlicks at night to make him sleep. Nothing much really. And did you cut down on the sweet things as I told you? Herriot asked. Mrs. Pumphrey replied, Oh, I did for a bit, but he seemed to be so weak, I had to relent. He does love cream cakes and chocolates, so I can't bear to refuse him. Herriot realized that besides Tricky's greed for food, Mrs. Pumphrey also had not restricted his diet. Then he asked her about the exercise part of Tricky. Are you giving him plenty of exercise? Pumphrey replied, Well, he has a little walks with me, as you can see, but Hodgkin, the gardener, has been down with back pain, so there has been no ring throwing lately. Before leaving from there, Mr. Harriet warned Mrs. Pomfrey that Tricky would soon fall ill if she did not keep him on a strict diet and increase his exercise hours. As the vet expected, soon Tricky got unwell and Mrs. Pomfrey had to call Mr. Harriet. She informed that Tricky would eat nothing, even his favorite dishes, and he had bouts of vomiting. He had lost all enthusiasm and spent all his time lying on a rug. As an expert in his field, Mr. Harriet had made his plans before reaching Mrs. Pomfrey's house. He knew until the dog was separated from overfeeding for some days, the dog would not be all right. When he suggested that Tricky had to be hospitalized for about a fortnight and to be kept under observation, Mrs. Pomfrey nearly fainted and told Tricky would die if he did not see her every day. But Harriet took a firm line and insisted that it was the only option to save Tricky. Also, without giving any more time for further discussion, he marched out to his car carrying the dog wrapped in a blanket. The entire staff at her house was roused, and maids rushed in and out, bringing Tricky's day bed, night bed, favorite cushions, toys and rubber rings, breakfast bowl, lunch bowl, supper bowl. Harriet thought his car would not have enough space to hold all the stuff, and started to drive away from there. While bringing him in the car, he glanced at the pathetic little animal. Patting at its head, he said, "Poor Waller, you haven't kick in you, but I think I know a cue for you." At the surgery, Tricky looked down at the noisy pack of other dogs with the dull eyes, and when put down, lay quietly on the carpet. The other dogs, after sniffing round for a few seconds, decided Tricky was an uninteresting object and ignored him. For the first 2 days at the surgery, the vet did not give him any food but plenty of water. At the end of the second day, Tricky started to show some interest in his surroundings, and on the third, he began to whimper when he had the dogs in the yard. Then he trotted out and started playing with other dogs. His condition started steadily improving day by day. He had now started fighting for his food just like other dogs. He became an accepted member of the gang. Indeed, Tricky had found a new world of joy in its friendly fights and playing with other dogs, which he had never seen in Mrs. Pomfrey's house. Mrs. Pomfrey, who was restless in the absence of her pet, was making frantic calls to the surgery for the latest news about Tricky's improvement. Mr. Harriet, while replying one of her calls, said that Tricky was out of danger and recovering rapidly. She became very concerned and thought of facilitating Tricky's fast recovery. She started to bring fresh eggs, 2 dozen at a time. Then she sent bottles of wine. The staff at the surgery were completely surprised at this lavish supply when Mrs. Pomfrey sent brandy to put a final edge on Tricky's strength. All these supplements made Harriet and his partners mealtime ceremonial. That is, they enjoyed themselves with all these items during their meals. On a lighter side, even they had a temptation to keep Tricky on as a permanent guest so that the lavish supply from Mrs. Pomfrey would continue. After a fortnight, Mr. Harriet informed Mrs. Pomfrey that Tricky was all right and she could collect him back. Within minutes, Mrs. Pomfrey was at the surgery. She was so anxious and asked, "Oh, Mr. Harriet, do tell me the truth. Is he really better?" "Yes, he is fine. There is no need for you to get out of the car. I'll go and fetch him," replied Harriet. When he brought Tricky, Mrs. Pomfrey found he had been transformed into a lithe, hard-muscled animal. On seeing his missus, Tricky took off from Vet's arms in a tremendous leap and sailed into her lap. Mrs. Pomfrey was overwhelmed to see her pet to be energetic and enthusiastic. As the car moved away, she leaned out of the window. Tears shone in her eyes. She cried, "Oh, Mr. Harriet, how can I ever thank you? This is a triumph of surgery." Here ends the story. Okay, students, meet you all in the next module of the story, where we will have the analysis of the story and language study from the lesson. Have a great and happy learning ahead, students. Goodbye to you all.